Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Mark 5:41 and 42. And Jesus took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi. Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Amen. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was the age of 12.
Yes, sir.
And they were astonished with great astonishment. And they were astonished. You better hope God says to you, Talitha kumi. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So the chief ruler of the synagogue is in desperate need because his young beloved daughter lies sick and dying. The Gospel of Mark calls her, this daughter, little daughter, darling. Jairus is one of the chief rulers of the synagogue, who is actually the chief ruler of the synagogue. Of course, God the Father is really over it all. Jairus' young daughter is lying, dying, but who is the actual daughter lying, dying today, the one that people don't even think about? So this story has a deeper meaning. This girl represents the sick, dying, what they call church today. Looking at the state of the dear beloved daughter church in a weakly, sickly, dying condition, she's young, not even yet 12 years old, just about to turn 12 years old. Just a daughterling, not a full-fledged daughter. It looks as if she is going to die without ever reaching her purpose. She will never enter maturity, full age, full calling, unless Jesus helps her. And I can tell you, the real church that used to be lies a-dying. Some of them may mean well, they may be born again, but they're immature little daughterlings. An immature church or an immature person can never really thrive or live or really totally survive, especially in a day and time in Metron's spiritual environment that is full of oppressing evil spirits and infirmities, such as the one described in Matthew 8, Mark 5, and Luke 6. Woman, the issue of blood, Jairus' daughter, on and on and on and on. So this drastic condition of God's daughter, the church, causes God the Father great grief. It brings him into the Hebrew word, shomein. It devastates him, but not enough that he's not God. He's carrying it. You see what I'm saying? Thus he commissions himself as son Jesus, as the great apostle, to come and remedy the situation. God the Father does this today through his apostles, true apostles. Let's continue this story now, and keep in mind that the ultimate daughter in need is not just Jairus, not just his daughter, but the church. The ultimate daughter in need is God the Father's daughterling. Yeah, there are individuals, his daughterling, are in need, but the real need is his church, the beloved but immature, weak, dying church, in the condition that they will never reach maturity, that they will never come to their purpose. They will never be a bar mitzvah, a male, or a bat mitzvah, a female. Bar mitzvah, male, 12, 13 years old. Remember that. They'll never reach it. Okay, you got it? So, along the way, someone else intercepts Jesus teaching. Here he's going to Jairus' house. Jesus responded to God, the Father's leading, Jairus. God the Father responded to the Father's leading and Jairus' faith and his earnest plea. He immediately left his teaching and he went with Jairus to help him. His daughter lie dying. Okay. But someone else crossed his path. Someone else crossed the path and met him in the way. A woman with an issue of blood for 12 years. 12 years. 12. The issue of blood was specifically a disease. Jesus called it a disease. Matthew, Mark, Luke, they called it a disease. She had been stricken with this issue of blood disease for 12 long years. Daughterling. Now she's 12. You got it? 12 long years. Incidentally, 12 and 13 years, is the age for a son or a daughter to become a bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah. A son and daughter of the commandment. A bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah is a son and daughter of the commandment, one who assumes adult responsibility before God and people in learning and keeping the Torah. A son and daughter of the commandment. So the woman having an issue of blood for 12 years hints at a hindrance of some sort that was preventing her from really becoming a bat mitzvah, a full daughter of God. Something in her diseased blood was holding her back from fully becoming a mature daughter unto God. And remember, the life of the flesh is in the blood of the soul. Something in your soul can be holding you back. She was also at risk of running out of time to get loose from this disease because it would kill her. The woman grasped. She came up behind him, but she touched him. People are thronging Jesus from every side, but she touched him. It set him on fire inside. And he turned and he said, somebody touched me, because dunamis, virtue just went out of me right then. Healing power went on, and looked, and there she was. And she felt in her body she was healed. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, the fringe, the caspedon, the fringe, the tassel, if I can just touch those tassels, are you here? I shall be made whole. The hem of his garment can also apply to the blue and white tassels found in the tallit. The tallit today is known as a prayer shawl that Jewish people wear with the little tassels on the bottom, the Jewish faith, the tallit. Tallit in Hebrew means a garment, a cloak, a covering. Tallit is a Hebrew word, but not found in the Bible. But there are some different ways and variations of it. They are blue and white tassels put on the hem of a tallit. It's a garment, a cloak, a covering. The tassels are the tzitzit. The tassels are pronounced tzitzit. The tassels are that God instructed man of God Moses to put the end on the ends of the hems of the garment on the robe of the tallit. Numbers 15:38, speaking to the children of Israel, bind them, bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put the fringe on the borders of a ribbon of blue. Fringes, tzitzit, tassel, fringe, lock, at the end of the tallit, the shawl, were to remind the children of Israel of all the 613 commandments of the Torah. This reminds them, you are to keep all those 613 commandments that are on the hem of his garment.
Yes, sir.
And that you're wearing there, that reminds you, keep all these commandments. So, one way that the gematria, the numbering of the seat, is calculated, it turns out to be 613. 613 refers to the 613 commandments of the Torah, first five books of the law of the Bible. Jesus didn't come to do away with the law, he came to fulfill it. You better do it too. And there's some things there that the grace of God helps us with, but there are 613 commandments. So the tassels on the hem of the garment were for God's people to remember and honor the Torah, the 613 commandments of God. The hem of the garment also can apply to the bells and the sewn pomegranates on the bottom that were attached to the hem of the high priest's garment. Exodus 28:33, and beneath the hem of the garment thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet, round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold and a pomegranate between them. So a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe about. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister. His sound shall be heard when he goeth into the holy of holies before the Lord, and for him to come out and not be dead. Why the bells on the skirt of the high priest? Because he was moving, sprinkling the blood of the innocent animal upon the mercy seat of God. And they had a rope tied to his ankle. As long as they heard the bells, they knew that their high priest was alive. But if he had sin in his life, God struck him dead. And they had to take and pull that rope that he had tied to his ankle out from under the veil of the temple and bring him out dead. He was killed if he had any sin in his life.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
so the hem of the high priest's garment signified intercession before God the Father and a passing from death to life. That hem of garment represented that also. There's healing in it too. The pomegranate is supposed to have 613 seeds inside it, which represent the 613 commandments of God, of the Torah. Is that something or not? It's not by chance. So the pomegranate is supposed to have 613 seeds in it. The pomegranate is a representation of keeping the Torah, all 613 mishvot commandments of God. One of the benefits of keeping the Torah would be to pass from death to life, from not having any diseases put on them. Because if they did, God could have put a disease on them if they didn't keep the commandments. That doesn't mean if you're sick that you haven't done it. But back in those days, God would do that. So the tassels, seat on the hem of a garment, talit, had the gematria, the numbering of 613. All it adds up.
Yes, sir.
613 commandments of the Torah, the talit having the gematria of 613 on the hem, and the pomegranates on the hem of the high priest's garment also represent 613 seeds inside. Well, the tassels and the pomegranates mean 613, the Torah, keeping of all the commandments. 613 represents being a son or daughter of the commandment of the Torah. Or in other words, bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah, male mitzvah, female mitzvah. So this 613 represents a son or daughter of the commandment, the Torah. In other words, bar mitzvah, the woman with issue of blood grasped the hem of Jesus' garment. Yes, she needed a miracle. She needed physical healing. She needed to pass from death unto life. The woman was grasping in great faith for all these things when she reached for it. But even more and even greater than just a miracle and just a physical healing, the woman had suffered 12 years. 12 years. And now it's time to be a bat mitzvah. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This woman had suffered 12 years, or bar mitzvah length of time, and a bat mitzvah length of time. She was yearning not only for a miracle, but she was grasping for the 613 commandments. She was grasping to be a full-fledged daughter, to be a daughter of the commandment, to be a bat mitzvah. What's the thing inside her that even a divine healing couldn't satisfy without that? Or we may say she'll become a true we are son and daughter of God apostolic. In an apostolic ministry, an apostle will bring you into a we are, not just a nepios, not just a paideon, not just a technon, but a we are. Different levels. So when she grasped the hem, the cosmodon, Greek, of Jesus' garment, she was grasping for the Messiah. Reaching for the Messiah. But she was also grasping for 613. The tassels, 613. Yes, a miraculous connection to God, but also the entire commandment, Torah commandment of God. The woman wanted to be no longer an outcast. She was impure and unclean. She desperately needed to be someone whose diseased blood would no longer prevent her from becoming a full son and daughter, a full daughter of God, where she could be right there with him.
Yes.
She wanted to be bat mitzvah. She wanted to be a daughter of the commandment. Daughter of the commandment. She wanted to be a full apostolic, we are daughter of God. And if you don't understand who here it is, come over here, we'll show you what it is. You hear that?
We
I can show you. Not bragging about it, just I thank God for being able to. All God. When Jesus felt her touch him, she had touched also God the Father. A transaction had been made. Virtue was pulled out of him, and he turned around and saw her. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter. He knew her sincerity of all that she's reaching for, more than just being healed. But Jesus turned about, saw her, Matthew 9:22, and he said, Daughter. Jesus called her daughter, the very relationship that was at the core of everything she was reaching out for and grasping for and hoping to be. But feared she could not be that, but had been hindered from becoming that. With her sickness, she's an outcast. Jesus called her daughter bat mitzvah. When he said daughter, he said bat mitzvah, daughter of the commandment. How you've reached out and what you really want, you're a daughter of the commandment now. My weos daughter, the greatest word she could ever have heard from Jesus was bat mitzvah. Are you here? Matthew 10:9-22, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole, and the woman was made whole from that hour. So he reconciles and heals one daughter, the woman with issue of blood. Jesus reconciles, heals this daughter who has been diseased and held back, shunned and ridiculed and outcast. Now Jesus continues on his way to the ruler Jairus' daughter, whose daughter is lying there dying. A real healing for the woman with an issue of blood was in the grasping of the 613 on the hem of his garment. Pomegranates. The tassels of the tallit. Pomegranates of the hem. All the Torah commandments in the 613. Of daughterhood, bat mitzvah, daughter of the commandment. Of her becoming a true apostolic, weos, daughter of God in the New Testament. Are you here? And that lies dying like Jairus' daughter, also is lying dying, who cannot make it to her 12th birthday. When Jesus comes to Jairus' house, the little daughterling has already died, they said. Mark 5:38, to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, the great commotion of them that wept and wailed greatly because she had died. But this is not a problem for God the Son. If you lie a dying, he can bring you up. And when he was come in, he said unto them, Mark 5:39, what make ye this ado? I mean, what's your problem? And weep, and the damsel's not dead. Said, she's not really dead. She's just sleeping. When I walk in here, she's not really dead. She's just sleeping now. Jesus puts the doubters out of the room. Mark 5:40, and they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and the disciples who were with him and entered into where the damsel was lying. Then Jesus speaks a phrase to the dead girl. Better listen. He speaks a phrase to the dead girl. Mark 5:41, he took the damsel by the hand and said, Talitha kumi. Talitha kumi. Talitha kumi. He was saying, Talitha kumi. Which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked. He knew that she would be a Talitha kumi, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, and for she was of the age of 12. And they were very astonished at this great astonishment. Come on, somebody. The Aramaic phrase, Talitha kumi, is derived from two Hebrew words. Kumi means rise, arise, arise, arise. Comes from the Hebrew word kum, Q-U-W-M, which is to rise up like a mountain, like Mount Zion, a very conspicuous place of oversight and superintendence. Talitha, which means damsel, comes from talitala, which is to be a young one, a little lamb. But the Aramaic word talitha is also related to the Hebrew word talit, the Jewish shawl, the garment with the tassels on it. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
The Aramaic word talitha also is related to the word talit, the Jewish shawl, the garment with tassels. Jesus said to her, damsel, arise. But Jesus was also saying, by the power of my talit, he was also, by the power of my talit, rise up, grow up, and mature. By the talit, Jesus was saying, by the power of my talit, you rise up, come to life. You grow up, you become mature. By the power of the hem of my garment, rise up, come to life. Become a full son and daughter now.
Amen.
By the power of the 613th, the seat, pomegranate, rise up, grasp hold of all the Torah. Rise up, grasp hold of all the commandments. Rise up, grasp hold of all the apostolic doctrine. All the apostolic doctrine that goes all the way back and gets all that and brings it back down to you. So rise up, grasp hold of all the Torah, grasp hold of all the commandments, grasp hold of the apostolic doctrine by the power of the seat of my talit. Rise up, pass from death to life. Rise up, be delivered from polluted blood, a polluted soul. Rise up, be alive from your sick, weak, dying state. Rise up, come to Zion, to the apostolic. Come on. Apostolic church. In the New Testament, and we have some. This is an apostolic church here.
Yes, sir.
We believe in God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, God the Son.
Right.
One God in three positions.
Yes, sir.
The power of the talit. Rise up from death to life. Be delivered from your polluted blood. Come alive from your sick, weak, dying state. Come to Mount Zion, the apostolic, that very conspicuous and definite place of superintendence and oversight and superintendent. By the power of my talit, my seat, of the hem of my garment. Rise up, little girl. Grow up, little girl. Mature, little girl. And also male, same thing. By the power of my talit, my seat, of the hem of my garment. Rise up, little girl. Grow up, little girl. Mature, little girl. Today is the day of your bat mitzvah. Today is the day of you becoming a daughter of my commandment. Today is the day of you becoming a full, apostolic daughter of God.
Amen.
Talitha kumi. I say unto you, Talitha kumi. Will you Talitha kumi? Mark 5:32, and straightway the damsel arose and walked. For she was at the age of 12. And they were astonished with great astonishment. Talitha kumi brought Jairus' daughter back to life. Talitha kumi brought the woman with the issue of blood back to life. Talitha kumi will bring the sick and the dying church back to life. Talitha kumi will bring the sick, dying church back to life. Talitha kumi will bring you back to life. Hallelujah. But you got to become a Talitha kumi. Talitha kumi, rise up, little girl. Talitha kumi, rise up, woman with issue of blood. Talitha kumi, rise up, weak and dying church. But there's yet another daughter dying of a bloody issue. This story is like another story in the Bible from many, many years before. Another daughter suffering from a bloody issue years before. This time is not God the Son walking by, but it's God the Father walking by in the Old Testament. This daughter was Jerusalem, the church, supposed to be the true people of God.
Amen.
Ezekiel 6:13, I preached on it way back in Atlanta. Brought this out for a long time. And say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, your mother a Hittite. You come from polluted blood even before you got here. Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
Polluted blood, polluted souls, all kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Anybody hear that?
Yes, sir.
This daughter was at Jerusalem, the church, God's so-called people. Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, Ezekiel 16:3, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, thy mother a Hittite. She found herself rejected and outcast. For many years before encountering God, no one cared for her. No one took care of her and raised her up in any way. Ezekiel 16:4, as for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, you're still hanging on to your mommy. Your navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee, to clean thee up. Thou was not salted at all to preserve thee, nor swaddled to cover thee. She was cast out to the loathing of thy person. You were cast out like her to the loathing of thy person, like the woman with the issue of blood, an outcast, unclean, could not find any healing. Ezekiel 16:5, none I pitied thee to do any of these things unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou was cast out into an open field. No guarding, no protection. to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou was born. But just then, God the Father happened to pass by. The same way that God the Son would pass by the woman many centuries later, God the Son would, God the Father's passing by these people now. God spoke to her and healed her of the disease of her polluted blood. Ezekiel 16:6, and when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood, and I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, yea, I said unto thee, when thou was born in thy blood, live! Live, 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 live. Live, live, live. Live. Thus she passed from death to life. God the Father covered and redeemed her with his garment. God the Father covered and redeemed her with his garment. The same way God the Son would bring virtue and healing through the hem of his garment. Ezekiel 16:8, now when I passed by thee, I looked upon thee. Behold, thy time was the time of love. God said, when I get there, I spread my skirt over thee and cover thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and I entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Talitha kumi. God the Father spread his skirt over her. The edge and hem of his garment. The seat of his talit. Took away her shame. Entered into a covenant with her. Total commitment like a bat mitzvah. Was made a holy daughter unto God. What about you? Would you like for God to say to you, Talit Kumi?
Yes, sir.
Talit Kumi?
Yes, sir.
If all can become a Talit Kumi, I believe healing is a lot easier.
Yes, sir.
Talit Kumi. You are a daughter, a son and daughter of the commandment. 613. Touching the hem of the garment, thou shalt be made whole. We must all truly join unto God the Father, unto Jesus. Must really grasp hold of the hem of his garment to really become a full son and daughter of God. For his virtue to shoot forth, heal you of a bloody flux. Yes. To become a true son and daughter of God of the commandment. Son and daughter of the commandment. A true bar mitzvah, a true bat mitzvah. An apostolic, we are son and daughter. Bat mitzvah. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah. Amen.
Amen.
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. What the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that hath ears to hear, you better hear what God is saying through me. If not, you are not a bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many want to really be a son and daughter of the commandment here? Cry out to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Romu Sokoria. Shadabako Radabakisha. Handola Bahola. Ye Po Shankaraya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.